Marching and Waltzing. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Paddy O'Byrne introducing the martial music of the Central Band of the Royal Air Force, conducted by the RAF's organizing director of music, Wing Commander John Martindale. And the lilting three in a bar of the orchestra, led by Reginald Leopold, conducted by Raymond Agoult. To begin with, the band is firmly on the ground, on the mall, in fact, but because the march is the work of an American composer, Edwin Franco Goldman, I fancy the setting is Washington, D.C., rather than London, SW1. Johann Strauss's second only to Die Fledermaus operetta, The Gypsy Baron, is a treasure trove of melody in the best Viennese tradition. And I believe the composer was, in all modesty, aware of this when he contributed this Schatz, or treasure waltz, to the score. Thank you. In spite of their opening march on the Mall, you'd hardly expect the central band of the RAF to remain earthbound for long. So here are two marches in their natural element, Donald Bridge's Airborne Division and Ad Astra by Willy Loeffler.
Thank you.
A couple of weeks ago, we included the Waltz of the Flowers from the Nutcracker in our program, and I fully expect to hear something from Swan Lake before I'm very much older. When I do, we'll have completed our survey of the three great ballets for which Tchaikovsky composed the music, because tonight we recall The Sleeping Princess. Now, here's the thing. The signature tune of the German TV lottery, proceeds of which are used to provide holidays for underprivileged children. Fritz'll Fix It, really. No. It's called A Place in the Sun, and the composer is Karl-Heinz Loge. A musical film version of Colette's novella Gigi won most of the available Oscars in 1958. A star-studded cast, Leslie Caron, Maurice Chevalier, Louis Jourdan, Hermione Gingold provided the box office insurance, and MGM, who were never short of a few bucks in those days, commissioned a sparkling score from Alan J. Lerner and Frederick Lowe. In one sequence, naturally enough, they all went to waltz at Maxime's.
Thank you.
History doesn't relate whether Gigi and her suave suitor Gaston ever visited the Folies Bergères, but the French law of averages decrees that they must have. Our chaps in Air Force Blue have whizzed through that naughty but nice establishment in just 2.5 exhilarating minutes. In other words, that was the Folies Bergères march by Paul Linker, of whom more presently. Now comes The Britisher by Thomas Chandler, a former director of music to the Welsh Guards. Complete authenticity is guaranteed when the composer is also the conductor. So you may rest assured that what you're about to hear is exactly what Raymond Agoult intended when he wrote Amour Vagabond.
Thank you.
Vagabond Love, which is only one of many varieties and oh so French. Here's an American march that brings the great tradition of the Civil War period and of John Philip Sousa right into the nuclear age, Polaris. How many people do you know who can name six waltzes by Emil Valteufel? All right then, three waltzes. Two? One? Yes, everybody, all together, les patineurs, the skaters. And do come in, the ice is lovely. Thank you. The Skater's Waltz by Val Teufel. Harry Wheeler, once an RAF director of music, dedicated a march to the School of Technical Training at Cosford in Staffordshire, whose badge displays an acorn. And if you'll pardon the expression, a fine march from this tiny acorn grew. Johann Strauss is reputed to have said of his younger brother, Joseph, "Pepe is the more gifted of us two. I am merely the more popular." Well, yes, maybe so. But they were both highly industrious in the shaping of fine symphonic waltzes. And here's one of Pepe's finest achievements, Delirium. Thank you. Semi-finally, and finally, a German march and a French one. Somebody wrote to say that we don't play enough music by Paul Linke, composer of the immortal Glowworm, whose Folies Bergères march cheered us earlier. And here's a second chance tonight, as Linke salutes his native city in Berliner Luft. And Louis Gunn, who conducted at the Paris and Monte Carlo operas, included quite a few marches in his considerable output as a composer. There's a fair chance that you recognize Le Père de la Victoire. For the past hour, we've been marching with the Central Band of the Royal Air Force, conducted by their organizing director of music, Wing Commander John Martindale. Next week, we shall march to the Band of the Royal Marines Commando Forces, Plymouth, and their director of music, Captain H.C. Farlow. Reginald Leopold will lead the orchestra again next week when our guest conductor will be Willem Towsky, CBE. Until then, on behalf of our chef d'orchestre tonight, Raymond Agoult, and producer Anthony Wills, this is Paddy O'Byrne bidding you a very good night.